Hello, hello. Welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about a little bit of everything. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. This is an exciting episode because, number one, we have an amazing guest. Her name is AJ Maxfield, and she is the owner of Durr and Co. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But Casey and I have a very exciting toast too. So let's get into toasts and roasts. What's your roast of the week, Casey B? Gotta start low and we're gonna end high.
So my roast, to risk sounding like a little bit of a, I don't know what the word would be. But it's too damn hot.
Oh my gosh, it is way too hot.
It's too goddamn hot.
I'm dying.
I'm so tired of it.
I thought you took a shower because you smell bad.
Did take a shower. I got sweaty again.
I think it's, I need to take a shower too, but it's...
I still smell good. What are you talking about?
It's too hot. You smell bad all the time and I hate it. And I get so dehydrated. I get these headaches and... I cannot handle the heat. And I used to live in Eastern Washington, which was way warmer, but it got not way cooler, but it got cooler at night. Over here, it's just hot and muggy all the time.
All the time. And I'm working all day out in it.
Not all the time. Hot and muggy for like 2.5 months out of the year, and it's 2.5 months too long for me. But... yeah, and you it were sucks. Outside all day. I don't know how you do it.
All day.
And I was outside because I've been at work with you. I was outside in the sun for probably like half an hour with my mask on talking to people. No wonder the people in Texas are not wearing their masks. People are going to be like, you're insane. You're going to kill me. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I understand.
But it's too hot. Oh, man. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
If you're outside all day, like if you're working outside all day,
there is absolutely no way I could wear a mask these past couple days.
People are like, this Olympic runner wears a mask, he can do it. I was like, one, he's an Olympian, he's training to do this, like, and he's not running for 8 hours in his mask, I don't think, but
maybe.
I digress.
Who knows?
Wear your mask, do your part, blah blah blah.
If you're outside away from people, don't wear a mask, it's too hot.
Don't pass out. Okay, that's too hot. I am getting heated about the heat.
Started sweating. That was terrible.
I'm being stupid today. It's because I'm just too happy.
So happy.
But my roast is that I have just been not happy. And I've been really thinking that every single decision I make has been the wrong decision. I've been really stressed out for like the past week. And I've been getting really discouraged. And things, it seems, are just getting worse and worse, and it's just been rough. So that's just a general statement. But my roast is I was feeling angry and upset, and then we went to Target, and I am just losing my mind because Casey takes the most roundabout way to get through a parking lot from anyone I've ever been in a car with.
Okay. Remember when you tried parking my truck?
No.
At the hospital?
I don't recall. But
you struggled too.
But you... I am just... if you guys need to know anything about me, I'm very type A. And I'm like, okay, if we're doing something, it's go, go, go. This is a plan. We're doing this. If we're not doing something, then we're not doing something. But if we... like, I say I'm patient when I'm in interviews and stuff, and you know what? I'm really not. Like, nope. I'm not a patient person.
I can attest.
I can be if I really need to be, but if it's in my own personal life, I'm like, let's go, let's get it moving. And you're like, okay, we're gonna park and go to Target. You drive to the complete opposite side of where the door is at Target and then park over there. Granted, again, it's hot out. I'm like, what are we doing?
It wasn't that hot out. It's easier to park. I'm defending myself on this one. I'm standing up.
No. It's like, oh, there's a spot. There's a spot. There's a spot. And you just... That's what it feels
like. It wasn't even that far away. It was like 150 feet to the door. No, but you did it
at Safeway, too.
Yeah, I park in the same spot at Safeway every time. No one else parks there. It's my reserve spot. It's my reserve spot. No one parks there.
No.
I say, oh, it's good for me.
You could literally do that every time we're at that Target, and it drives me insane.
Yeah, it's my reserve spot there, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Why don't you just park closer like everyone else?
Because I don't want to be like all those crazy people.
Or, like, drive a little bit faster through the parking
lot. What if then we'll run into somebody? It's Gig Harbor. Everyone's on the middle of the road.
They're not walking on the far end of the parking lot. Where are you going to park?
That's why I park there.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Speaking of Gig Harbor.
There's my roast. Someone will agree with me. I think anyone who would be in the car with you would agree with me.
That's fine, but then if they agree with you, they can come and drive my truck and park it.
You literally go 1 mile an hour in a parking lot.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Like sometimes I'm just going to get out. And I think I have done that before because you take too long to park.
Yeah, I usually just jump out like as soon as I stop. I'm like, all right, fair enough. She's eager to get to Target.
I am always very eager to get to Target. That's another thing. Don't slow me down when I go to Target. I'm excited.
I'm like, I'm lengthening this out as far as I can.
You know what else I'm excited about? We have a combined toast today.
Combined.
Usually I don't let us do the same toast, but this one is too exciting. And you guys all know about it. You guys have been on this journey with us a little bit. But... are we going to say it together?
I don't know. Are you going to count it down? Are we going to say the same thing at the same time? That's the other question.
We're probably going to say two different things. What do you think people think it is? I think people are going to know.
What?
I don't know. Or what if...
Did you post it on the social medias?
No, I'm just kind of stalling. Because I think it's funny. But people are going to turn off the podcast, so we better tell them.
Okay.
We are...
Moving
to Gig Harbor. I'm so excited.
Where we go. We have free time.
We have been wanting to move to Gig Harbor for ever. How long have we lived here? 2.5 years?
Over 2.5 years now.
So probably for 2 years. We have wanted
2 years and 3 months.
Yeah. A year and a half at least for sure. This apartment complex is fine, but we just love Gig Harbor and we wanted to live there forever. And so we're moving into a place that is a duplex, so it's more like a real house. And we're gonna have a garage and a yard. And
that's my toast, is the garage. I can't wait.
And it has a really cool fireplace, and it's in the trees, and it's such a great neighborhood. Like, I can walk so many different places, and I'll be walking by like farms and stuff. There's like little bitty farms. And what did we see? We drove around the area. We saw sheep. We saw so many animals.
Pretty sheep.
We saw pretty sheep. We saw llamas. We saw cows, horses, and probably chickens.
Chickens. That's gooses. A lot. Saw lots of gooses.
I don't see any of those over here.
Don't see no gooses over here.
So we're very excited.
I'm so freaking excited. I got the call today, and it's like the way they phrased it at the beginning, I'm like, oh man, I've heard this before. I'm like, we didn't get it. And then, so if you guys are interested, we want you guys to move into our place.
Woohoo!
And I was like, yep, definitely interested. When can we meet you?
This market. And I feel weird saying market because we're not buying, we're renting, but it's still, I don't know what else to call it. Like, it's so competitive everywhere in the South Sound that's not Tacoma, but even Tacoma, like everything is getting so competitive. And I think this is just, it's just going to get more and more competitive with people being able to work remotely. And people are talking about this, I mean, all over the country. Like, people are going to move away from places like New York and LA and hopefully Seattle, because it's not worth it to live in these places and pay so much money and live in such a tiny space. And like I said, we live in South Seattle because we could not live in Seattle proper. And
nope.
Like, we would pay double what we're paying right now for this amount of space, and probably triple for this amount of space, and double for half this amount of space if we were like in Seattle proper. And it's not worth it to me. And I'm very thankful for where we're at now. And, you know, we've had like one problem, but like, besides that, it's been really good. But I'm so excited to be in a place where I can, oh my gosh, I just love Gig Harbor. So we've had
more than one problem.
One or two.
My truck broken into twice.
Oh, I forgot you got your truck broken into. Yeah, so this is just so exciting. It'll be interesting to see if and when I ever go back into my office, because people are saying, well, that's going to be a long commute, but we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted, but it's all really exciting. I am happy about it.
I'm so happy.
And, you know,
so excited.
It's something it's something you have to work hard at for a long time. Like,
how long have you been trying to move?
Like I said, for over a year. Yeah. We've done 3-month leases at a time for over a year instead of, you know, going year to year, because and that's another thing. Like, I'm glad we were able to do that.
Yeah.
But it's insane.
So, I'm so excited. Garage.
I know, you're just so excited about the garage.
Second bedroom for your home office.
It's so exciting. And I'll do a little tour once I get it all decorated. There's so much space. Like,
it's amazing.
Boy, I'm just so happy. So that's the toast. It's the toast of the week. It's a good one.
It's the toast of the town.
Do you think people thought we were going to be engaged?
No, I don't know. How do they know we're not?
You're so annoying. You're the most annoying person I've ever met. Okay, so we did toast and roast. Now I'm going to do my little podcast of the week recommendation, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest, who is amazing. So my podcast of the week recommendation is going to be one of my favorite podcasts. I've talked about them multiple times. And if you've listened to my recent bonus episode about all of the books I've read so far this year, they wrote a book. So the podcast is Lady Gang Podcast. Hosts are Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek. And if you haven't read their book, Act Like a Lady, you should. It's amazing. But they've done this little series before in the summer, and they're doing it again. And it is a 5 podcast episode long series. And the first episode came out this week. And they call them Lady Lessons. And they kind of dive into, it sounds lamer than it is. They dive into like really important topics. And so they are talking about fertility in this week's episode, and they share some really interesting stuff. So I just really recommend any of the Lady Gang podcast episodes, but I think a lot of people really like this little series that they do in the summer that dive a little deeper into educational topics. So that is that on that. And so now I'm going to tell you about AJ. So AJ is a mother of 2, and she started her own snapback company for babies. And it's not just that she makes the cutest hats in the world, but she has a really great mission behind it. And she tells her story about her daughter and her son and how they inspire her to share a message of kindness and sharing how kids need to be educated about kindness so much more, and her passion for raising kind children and spreading this message is so evident in everything she says, and I think you guys are going to love her. And she talks a little bit about the nitty-gritty about starting a product-based business, which is a lot, and I really enjoyed talking to her and hearing about her mission. So her company is called Durr & Co. And then she also has a mission that is the Fly Kind mission. And so she combines both of those together to make really cute hats for kids while spreading kindness. So I'm really excited for you to hear all about her and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we'll be right back with that interview. Welcome to the podcast, AJ. She owns her own company, a small business, Dare & Co., and it is baby and toddler snapbacks, and it has a great mission behind it, so I'm really excited to talk to you today. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, a little bit about your current career and your family, and anything you want to share with us.
Yeah, okay, so I'm from Utah. Whole family is from Utah, and I own Durr & Co. It's an infant toddler snapback company, but I use my company and my products to educate about kindness, and that's kind of what my passion is and what my current job is. So it's kind of cool that I get to do both, and that's what excites me. I live what I do. Like, it's my passion, it's my hobby, I love it so much. And then I have two little kids, and that's who I kind of get to do it for. I have a 4-year little boy and then a 1-year little girl. So it's fun to be able to incorporate them in my business.
They are so cute. And I love that you get to use them in your advertising, and they're
precious. It makes it so much easier to be able to use them. And oh yeah, totally. Well, and be able to have the mission, it's been so much easier. So
what did you do kind of before you got into like this entrepreneurship, small business field?
So I just I just had like a normal career, like a 9-to-5 job. And then I had my little boy, and that's kind of what started it. I was at home, and I kind of always knew I wanted to do hats. So it was kind of funny. I used to sell pacifier clips. I made all these pacifier clips, and I made as many as I could until I had enough money to develop the hats, because it's very expensive. And that's kind of like what started the entrepreneurship. And I mean, I've always kind of wanted to do something. I'm lucky enough, my husband's parents are entrepreneurs, so honestly I didn't know much about entrepreneurship, self-development, like any of that, until I married my husband. And I'm like, where was this world? I love it, I live it. And that's kind of what has brought me to what I do now.
I love it. So you talked a little bit about kind of the startup costs, because it costs a lot to develop a physical product. So I want you to share kind of the story behind your business. And then like, just you bringing that up makes me think of like, you are just like everything they talk about on Shark Tank. I mean, you're still small, you're still growing, but you totally have a great mission behind your business, and the story behind why you started it is, I love it. So share that with my listeners, please.
Yes. So just like how I do physical products, or just like the whole mission behind the physical product?
The mission first. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's funny, because I originally started for my little boy, and I had him in 2016. And it's funny, my husband's bald. He always has a hat on. And it's funny because he's like, oh man, I just want a hat that looks like me. And so that's originally why we started. And to be honest, for a while I had a really cool product, but it wasn't like fulfilling me. And then I had my daughter, and I had her in 2018. And when she was born, she couldn't use the right side of her face. And so we kind of wanted to see why. So we had an MRI done to figure everything out. And come to find out, she's actually born without her seventh cranial nerve. It's extremely rare. And what that means is she has facial palsy for the rest of her life. And so I own this company, right? And I make and create hats for infants and toddlers. And I now have a daughter who a hat saves her life. Like, it saves her eyes from going blind. It's extremely uncomfortable when the sun's in her eye. And so it blew my mind that that's what I do. And then it just became my calling. It's like, I have to create this because there's others like her, and there's not products and a ton of information. But not only that, what was really hard for me when I first found out my daughter's diagnosis was that she has a physical difference. Mm-hmm. And that was really hard for me because I'm a girl and I don't have a physical difference. And growing up was extremely hard being a girl. Mm-hmm. Just feeling the pressure from the world and the media and going to school. And I can't even imagine now, right?
Right.
And her growing up in that. And so I had this, like, almost this tap on the shoulder, like, you need to make a difference and create solutions to make a difference for her, because I will be damned if she grows up trying to be somebody else because she is perfect. And that is where I think the world needs to go, is we need to learn that we are all unique. So now I have these two purposes, because hats, I mean, they are extremely important for kids to learn to wear. Mm-hmm. It literally saves my daughter's life, but it also saves a lot of other kids that have facial palsy. And then I get to use this mission to hopefully make a difference for parents, and to educate, to make a difference for the next generation.
Right. And you kind of have two different pieces that go with your mission. It's one, you know, these hats and like the actual need, the physical need that it helps, but then also your whole brand of kindness and spreading kindness. And it's not just, you know, it's not just a motto or a slogan, like, it embodies you so much and some of the other things that you have kind of started. So do you want to talk a little bit about your Fly Kind mission and your kind of other side of your business that does mm-hmm. all the kindness?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I live, breathe kindness. I mean, I'm not perfect, and that's, I mean, I try to do the best I can, but I know that sometimes kindness is a harder choice. I feel like that people still struggle and try to be bullies. I mean, internet bullies, we're all home, everyone's on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's extremely easy now, right? And so that's kind of where it came about, was like, I would just, especially with COVID-19 happening and everyone just being isolated. I mean, we're here on this earth as to be connecting, right, with other people. And so my Fly Kind mission is just to spread kindness and to realize that what you have to say, someone needs to hear. You don't know what your message is going to do for somebody else. And so I have created kind cards. And I wanted them to be available for anyone. So you can just print them if you want, or you can purchase them if you don't have a printer, but you can leave a kind message, because if you don't realize that when you do something kind, I mean, you're doing something for somebody else. Mainly you're doing something for you. You're creating happiness for yourself. But you also are creating a ripple effect, because then that person wants to do something in the next person. And I do believe that kindness is something that this world needs, especially right now, and just so much negativity, because it's just what everybody needs. And so I am so passionate about teaching others that you don't necessarily have to like or agree with somebody, but you can choose kind towards them. You can choose to be nice. You get to choose how you react to things. And I just feel like there's a lack of that right now.
Oh, yes. I mean, the past like month, I feel like on every podcast episode, I've just been complaining about how mean people are to each other on the internet. And that's like not even real life. And
I feel like we're going to ingrain that in your children, right? Mm-hmm. And they're the future. And I'm just yeah. like, no, that is not the way it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like that you can I just, you know, if you can teach your kids to stop worrying about just the silly things and worrying about what they want better in this world and a vision and talking and communicating, I think you're going to have more fulfilled kids, because right now they're going to places. I go to places to look for things. And I think that you need to just stop doing that and just like think what makes you happy and how you can put an action in your daily life to do that. And I think that that's something that you can do with being kind. It's the simplest thing.
Yes. Yes. I love that your business is focused on children and like teaching them kindness. And then this product is just almost like a byproduct. Like it's, you know, it's just a hat, but it like, it's so much more. And they're also adorable hats.
Oh, thank you. No. And I like the things, I love my product. And it's so funny because when I first started, I really had a hard time selling because I had a really cute hat, but I didn't have this deep mission. And then it's, I sell a product, but people buy because of my cause. And I think that that's what people need to realize when they're doing a product-based business, is you need to realize that people, like, you could have the best product in the world, but if you don't have, I mean, a purchase is like a big thing for somebody to go through, even like a little purchase. And so you have to have a reason for someone to want to buy that product. And I think that's where the world's going, is we want to have meaning in life. And so, yeah, no, that's why I sold out of everything. I think I believe in March, I decided I didn't want to give a crap anymore. And I'm like, I want to connect with people. And I think people loved that. Like, people were struggling with money and they still bought it because I think they believed in what I was doing.
Absolutely. Because you can, I mean, so many other businesses are in the same kind of realm as well. Like, you can buy hats, or, you know, you can buy your makeup or anything from Walmart, from Amazon. But when you're buying from a person, and especially a person who is telling you, this is why you should buy this, and just the whole story behind your reasoning, it makes you feel connected and a sense of community almost. And have you been able to connect with any other people who have kids that are like your daughter, or any other people in that, I don't know what exactly you would call it, the facial palsy.
The facial palsy, yeah. Because what she has is really rare, but facial palsy is not rare. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I just learned about Bell's palsy very recently. And then I felt like once I learned about it, like, I saw it so many different places. And, you know, then I found you and I'm like, this is like, everything is just
coming together.
Yeah. But tell us a little bit about that. And like, if you've met anyone in that community and learned
from
that. You
know what's awesome about social media is being able to connect with others that are like, so when we first got our diagnosis, our doctors thought she was maybe the one, only one that had, not Bell's palsy, but the seventh cranial nerve. So I hashtagged everything I possibly could. And I found this little girl, and she lives in Australia, and she was 7, and she has the same thing. And so, yeah, she was able to connect me with like a Facebook group, and that community was like amazing to kind of, because it's funny because people that, you know, they're like, oh, you can't really notice her facial palsy. Or I'm like, I know you can't, but it's still going to be a lot for her. And I want to give her the best resources that I possibly can. And so, yeah, there's like a group, and it's funny because not very many are from the United States. Most are the UK. That's like the biggest I've noticed. Yeah. But no, yeah, I have. And I think it's been awesome. And two, I see the struggle there. I'll see like the 7-year-old little girl who's starting to notice that she has facial palsy. And her mom's like, she's starting to not want to smile as much because she doesn't feel beautiful. And, you know, and it's funny because all of us moms, we're older or adults or whoever. And we can now realize, like, I mean, I don't care what people think about me anymore. I did.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do. Like, I do not care.
Oh, yeah.
But my daughter's going to go through that, and school's really hard. And so all these little kids. So that's what I like, is I like to be able to kind of educate them in the importance of raising your kids to stop caring, and not even necessarily confidence. Like, confidence is great, but I think it's more important to teach your kids that there is what their vision of this world is, and to communicate with people, because everybody wants the same thing. They want to feel seen and heard. So if we can teach your kids that, I think you're going to have kids that are less depressed, more less bullying, which is so important if we can do that. So yeah, no, that community has been awesome to just even kind of see how they've gone about things, because that's what's really hard. I don't, she actually has a little gold piece in her eye to weigh it down. And I probably wouldn't have known about that unless I had that group. And that's something that has completely saved her eye.
Wow. That is so interesting. And it's so good that, like, I mean, you say this one girl, she's 7 years old, and now your daughter, she's only one or two, right?
She'll be two in August.
Yeah. So like, to have other people in the community, like, that's one of the great things about social media, that she can have these people to like look up to, and not even look up to, just have people who are similar to her and just connect with. And, you know, because otherwise, like you said, that's such a rare thing. And that's honestly crazy to me that your doctor thought, you know, she might be the only one. Like, the only one. What the?
I know. She said he had to go back to like the books of the book. So like, wow. Where like doctors look to even like find anything. Mm-hmm. And then, so he goes, I mean, she's not the only one, but I mean, she is very rare. Like, it is very rare what happened. Like, it's rare enough that there's not studies to find out why she wasn't born without a subcranial nerve.
Wow.
So, and that's what's hard, is the unknown. Mm-hmm. It's because of this and this and this.
Right.
But the unknown, her anatomy and her brain is completely different than everybody else's, that there's possible that those nerves could grow, and maybe it'll grow on that other side. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And so I don't know if she'll have a hard time speaking, if she'll have a hard time eating. Like, we don't know. But that's why I'm like, I don't care what happens. As long as she's so okay with herself, she'll be successful in life. Yeah. And realize that you have to fail to even get anywhere in life. So it's okay to be different.
Yes. I just love this. She's so lucky to have you as mom, her and your little boy too, because you are just a ray of sunshine. But we talked a little bit, you mentioned it slightly, like, just in passing, that you were selling out like in March. So like, how do you go from this idea to like selling out your products? And I think I saw you're doing like pre-orders and like getting, like, that's big demand for something that people, you know, they can get anywhere, but they can't get your hats anywhere. So like, tell us a little bit how you scaled from, you know, just an idea to selling out and doing pre-orders. Yeah.
Well, first I'll say abundance. Yes, there are lots of baby hat companies. I'm not the only one. But I do have a different vision. And that's the first thing I think that helped me, was realizing that there's a market out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I struggled with the marketing at first, because I was just selling a product. And like I said, people don't buy a product, they buy the cause. And in March, honestly, so I was almost sold out, and I was going to quit, to be honest. I was like, it's a lot of work to own your business, do anything, right? And I was getting super overwhelmed with balancing the mom, being a mom, I'm a stay-at-home mom, working, and I had three major wholesale companies reach out to me, like a few days after, like people that I've reached out 10, 15 times. I just never stopped, but I never heard anything. Yeah, like crazy, so crazy. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I don't even have hats. Like, how do you want to work with me? And so I just, first of all, persistence is the biggest thing. You'll keep growing if you keep going, and you keep, day after day, little things will add up to big things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I communicated. I saw what my customers, my dear family, wanted and what they were needing for them and for their children. And I talked to them and I communicated with them. I don't ever miss a DM. I talk to everybody. And I just go back to that human connection. And I think that that is why I sold out. That is why I sold out of hats. And
I didn't even know you were doing wholesale. Like, that is so exciting.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd spend like little, but yeah. So no, I'm having a few bigger companies that have reached out to me to get orders. Yeah. So super exciting. And then, products are really hard and you have to go through a lot of manufacturers. And it's funny because, I love my manufacturers. Take me like 5 different manufacturers to get to the one that I wanted. And so I was like telling them that, cause they root me on, you have to find someone that you connect with and it takes time. But it was like incredibly expensive for shipping. So I couldn't even get hats in. Like, it was like 60% more than normal. Like, it was, yeah.
Insane. Oh, because of the virus?
Because of the virus. They can't get anything out. Like, crazy. And so that's been really hard because I haven't been able to get them in. So finally they're like in the process of being made and they'll be shipped in the next few weeks. But, I really think persistence is the key to anything. Like, it's hard because everyone sees social media now and is like, oh, this person just blew up. This person has way more. And that's when I say, go back to abundance. Who cares? I don't want to be everyone's cup of tea. Like, that's what I'm drinking. You know, no, who cares? So, I don't know. That's kind of, I feel like, how my hats have sold out is I really feel like I'm selling a cause more than I'm selling my hats. And I mean, my hats are freaking cute. I'm like,
they are so cute.
My little boy is, I've taught him since he was like 6 months old to wear a hat, and he does not ever not wear a hat, and it completely saves his face. So it's funny because it definitely is something that your babies need. You know, it's something that you should create a habit. Especially when the sun, it ruins at such a young age, you don't realize that. And so if you can keep the habit at 6 months old and keep it up, then that's something that could save your baby's skin from getting skin cancer.
Right. I mean, this is like, I'm 25 and I still, like, this whole summer, I have been wearing hats like almost every single day. I looked at my Instagram feed. I'm like, geez, all I do is wear hats, I guess. Now I guess I don't do my hair anymore. It's probably partly because of quarantine, but I'm like, I'm so pale. Like, it's so good to keep it. And the one day I didn't wear one, I like had a sunburn on my part in my hair. I'm like, then these little babies, they have like this sensitive skin, like,
so it's sensitive.
So needed. Like, it's something I don't think a ton of people even think about. They're like, and here's their little snapbacks. Yeah, it's not like a little bucket hat, even though I do love a bucket hat, but
I know, huh? Yeah, no, it's amazing. So
they're for the cool kids. I love it. And I love that you talked about persistence, because I think that's such a good word that we all just need to remember sometimes. And like you said, we see people who, oh, they just blew up, and you know, you don't see the behind the scenes. You don't see them talking to 6 different manufacturers and all this stuff. And I mean,
I've wanted to quit multiple times, so many times. You can never quit when you want to quit. Like I think it's Rachel Hollis. She always says you quit on a good day, but you cannot quit on a bad day. And I 100% believe that, because I was for real, I was going to quit. I was just going to stop everything. And then that's when I saw that little tap and I felt, and I went with it.
Can you think of a moment that you really felt like, oh, I am meant to do this, like something that made you, I mean, I guess you got the call from the wholesalers, which is huge, but can you think of another one when you're like, this is the right path, I should keep going on this?
To be honest, because I love talking to people, so I've done a lot of markets, and it's funny because people will, like, even if they don't have kids, they connect with it so much, and they'll buy hats because of just what I'm doing and what I'm going for, and so that's one thing that I love. I love markets because they fulfill me, because I get to actually interact with my customer, honestly, just because I get to use my product to talk about what I think is important, I was talking with this girl, and she was talking still about, I don't know, how she wants her kids to be cool, how she wants her kids to, I don't be like, I just, things that I think are silly. And I think that if you put that pressure on your kid, and you're going to create lots of struggles for them when they're older, because they're never going to be perfect enough. And so that is kind of like my main thing is, because like I said, I have a good product, but the reason I keep going is I'm just so passionate about the education, and that I really think that we can make a change. Like, I really think we can make a change and a difference for parents and for kids. So I think that's like been the biggest thing. I mean, I've had the few with the wholesale and just the selling out. It was crazy. Like, I, even before, I just, I mean, I was probably getting like 30, 40 orders a day. Like, that's crazy. Like,
that's
maybe
a
before,
lot.
Like, a lot of, like, I sold out so fast. Like, I've never done that. And so it definitely was a blessing, I think, through all of this. But I also think I've worked really hard.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's all,
you know, like, that's what I was saying, persistence. Like, this wouldn't have happened. I wasn't ready for this when I first started. Like, this is, I think, my fourth year, and I'm like, still have a lot to go in a lot of places, to get them and everything. So,
right.
I don't know, but it's, I think it's also the fulfillment of, I just see a vision in the future, and I feel like this is something that will help me be fulfilled in life too.
Yes. I see that you just like love this so much. I can just tell that the people who are buying from you love this so much too. It's just, it's making me so happy. Are you thinking about ever making adult hats too? Did I maybe see something
yes.
about that?
So I have had adult hats. Okay. And a lot of people want them. So I will probably start doing like twice a year or something around Father's Day. And then once other, because I mean, they definitely are in demand.
I saw the Father's Day. Did they match the, oh,
they
so
match.
Cute.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Love it.
Yes. I know. I love it so much. So I'll eventually probably even try and branch out into like a whole brand. There's like a whole Dura brand of clothing. So yeah, no, it's
love
like
it.
Super fun. It's a lot of work, and I'm trying to educate myself and stuff to like do the graphics myself. And so,
oh yeah. I mean, I just seen what you do with, I mean, your product base, that's a whole nother topic, like making a physical product and then selling it and then going through manufacturers and shipping. Like, that's crazy. You know,
I know.
Pretty deep in the, I love the personal development space. But I see a lot of people who are coaches, or they sell their services, but you're a service, like you are a product-based business, and that's like a whole nother level. Not to say one's more than the other, but that's like
another
beast.
You know, I was thinking about it, because it is true, and a lot of podcasts to like help are a lot of service-based too. Mm-hmm. And or coaches, and it is hard. I like search for even like Shopify stores, because like I want to hear people's passion but also how they sell products, you know, like that's, and it's true, it really is, it's a whole different thing. It is so hard to manufacture, and to when you get those like, I mean, I went through one manufacturer and I got the product and I was just devastated. Like, it was not what I wanted, so I pretty much sold them for like wholesale just to get rid of them. And I mean, my dear family loved them and they were so good, but to my standards, mm-hmm. it was really hard to like get that. And I mean, you put, like, people don't realize, because I made pacifier clips until I could buy my first mm-hmm. round of hats. Like, so when I see product-based businesses, I am like, you go, like, it is a lot of work to start, to vision, to get it. And especially if you're not like getting funding for it, you're like slowly organically selling and then buying more and then selling and then buying more. It takes a lot of time and you don't make money. You really don't make money for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So It's hard, so you have to love what you do, I think, to do a product-based business.
Right, and you have to buy the inventory. Like, it's not just there. It's like you have to buy it, and if people don't like it, like, you still have it. So you're so brave for going in the product-based business space, and then also sharing your whole story, sharing information like about your family, and like putting it out there and saying, this is who we are, this is what we do, and take it or leave it. And people love it. People love you guys.
You're so sweet.
So this is the last question I'm gonna ask. What is a goal that you're working on towards your business? Because with my podcast, we're big on goal setting, whether it's goal setting for the day or the year or long-term goals. So what's something you're kind of working towards?
Yes. So, for if you are into goals, one of my favorite products, first off, to help with goals is the Michael Hyatt planner. It's the, oh my gosh, priority planner, I think.
I
It's
actually
amazing.
have not even heard of that one, and I am a huge planner nerd. Anyone who knows me, I literally have three.
Okay, you need it. I love it. It goes into detail. It helps with every week. Like, it's amazing. And it's helped me so much lately, especially with being a mom. I mean, that's like my full-time job is my being a mom. And then I get to, like, at little times, do my business. And so, like, it's helped so much. One of my biggest goals is to help kids. So I kind of want to expand the Fly Kind side, because I want to help kids realize that failure is good. I want kids to learn that everyone is different, especially because I believe that people are still scared of people that look different. You know, and I think that's part of the problem is people aren't educated that people are different colored skin. I mean, especially like where I live in Utah, you know, it's not, you don't see a lot of diversity. And so, but I still think that talking can make a big difference in talking to your kids. And so that people are different color skin, people may look different. Someone might not have an arm. Someone might have, like, can't walk. But it doesn't matter. They are just like you and they want to be seen and heard. And so you do not need to, you don't need to be mean to them. All you have to do is go and say hi. And I think it's so important to teach kids. And so what I want to do is I actually want to create like a journal for these kids to, because from ages 3 to 7 is a big behavioral learning for kids and where they learn. And I'm so passionate about those kids that are in bad homes even to learn that they don't necessarily have to learn the behaviors that are bad, that they can learn how to deal with things and also to do acts of good, acts of kindness, because I think that we're here to serve others and I think that's what creates happiness. And I think if you can teach that at a young age, you're gonna at least help them have keys of success, keys of happiness, especially when this world is really hard. So that's kind of what I want to work on that side. And then with my hat business, I love creating hats. I love creating graphics. It is so fun for me. And so just create more. I want to have more collections and just get it out as much. And I love to organically grow. I love to find people who are just obsessed with me and obsessed with what I'm doing, that they'll tell the next person to help it spread like wildfire. I don't know.
Yes. Conversation is so important, and you're talking about conversation in so many different ways. Like, you're talking about kids talking to other kids who might not look like them. You're talking about parents telling their kids, it's good to talk to these people. It's okay if they don't look like you. And you're talking about people, word of mouth with your business. Like, and then we're having this conversation. Like, I love that. I think we're really forgetting how important conversations can be, and how, like, just so important. Thank you so much for sharing your story about your business, about your family, about everything, and about just your kindness mission. Like, you are making me just want to be a better person.
That's what I want to do. I'm happy I did it.
I know my listeners are going to love this. I know they're going to want to look at your hats. So where can they find you on social media?
So for hats, it's at the Dirt Company. And then if you want to go to kind of the Fly Kind mission, it's at fly.kind. And then you can also go to the website for everything, which is thedirtcompany.com.
Yes. And I will link everything in the show notes, but I am just so thankful that you're on this episode. And I am just so thankful for this conversation.
No, I'm grateful for you. I love to talk and share. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. I am sure you all loved AJ and the conversation that we just had. Please check out her on social media with the Durco and with the fly.kind on Instagram, and just give her some love because she is amazing and I am so excited to see what she does next. And if you really enjoyed this episode, please, as always, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot of yourself listening to the episode and share it and tag us. We would love to see it and let us know what your favorite part was. Hope you guys have a great week as usual and party on! Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!